thoughts on how quickly he's progressed in this offense?
Well, I think obviously, you know, we had strong feelings about Zach, you know, in the draft coming out. His work ethic from day one has been great. Obviously, again, he was a young player. But obviously the running game is about everybody, not just Zach. Zach's playing well, running hard. But, again, a lot of it's just the fact that, you know, we're opening some big holes up front for him. The line, the tight ends. You talk about guys like Corey Harkey. Everybody's involved in that.
How has the running game, even though you haven't scored a red zone touchdown or a rushing touchdown, but how has that helped you in the red zone?
Well,
the last couple of weeks here.
I mean, again, I think you saw the touchdown last week to Lance. It was a little run action pass. You know, they were trying to play the run. We had shown we called a power scheme to the right side, and they kind of overplayed that. We snuck Lance out the backside. So just the ability to, you know, in those third and two, three, four areas, the threat of the run can help you with some of your play action passes. But, again, it just when you can get ahead of the sticks, when you can have balance, that's when you're going to be at your best.
It's a whole new world, isn't it?
It is a whole new world. It's been great. Again, it comes down to execution, and our guys are executing well.
When you get a guy like Saffold back, how do you kind of go about weighing disrupting chemistry that you may have built versus giving a guy his spot back?
Well, number one, it's great to just have him back out there. You know, yesterday he got some work. Today, actually, first day in pad, so he's doing a good job. You just see how the week goes, you know. You see how the practice week goes. He did a nice job today. We're fired up that he's back, and we'll see how that plays out. But, again, whoever we put out there, they're going to know the plan, and they're going to play well.
How do you think Joe's done?
I think he's done very well. Again, I think, you know, he's been a big part of our success the last couple weeks, again, running the football. And there's certainly something to chemistry, but when you're dealing with veterans and guys like that, which most of that group is a bunch of veterans, you know, they plug in, and whoever gets called, whether it's Chris Williams moving to tackle at some point, different things that come up during the course of the year, they're always ready to go.
What's the one thing or a couple things that makes Carolina's defense so effective? It's not like they have a bunch of superstar names. I mean, they got some names that we know, but like to the average fan, they're like, well, there's no J.J. Watt here or whatever, but they're putting up great numbers.
Well, I think obviously you look at them, it starts, you know, with the turnovers. They've created a lot of turnovers. A lot of those have been because of the pass rush. Probably two of the best defensive end or best defensive end tandems in the league with Johnson and Hardy. You know, Latui's a good player, the guy they got this year in the draft. Again, you always seem like you're going against, you know, dominant defensive linemen in this league, and that's pretty much the case. But, again, the Mike linebacker, you know, Kukli's a really good player, very instinctive. So the front seven has been excellent. And then the secondary's capitalized on the pressure that they've created. You watch the games that they've blown people out, like the Vikings and the Giants. They've done a great job on first down getting the offense into negative plays, whether it's sacks, tackles for loss, and making them kind of play from behind in that regard. And that's what they're going to be at their best at. So, you know, again, maybe some names that people don't know, but they certainly have our respect.
You know, McDermott had all those years with the late Jim Johnson. Do you see elements of that? I guess they don't blitz as much as Jim, but do you see some elements of that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, you know, Sean's been around a long time, does a great job. You know, you see the basic philosophy of that. And they have their blitzes, but, you know, again, it's just a very sound group. They have some multiple things that cause you problems when you're preparing for them. And, again, they're just playing really, really well, and then certainly playing there, you know, you always have to deal with the noise, and that makes it even more difficult.
Is Star, I'm guessing he's eating up some space in the middle, and that's freeing up those linebackers?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, again, they got a lot of depth inside. You know, again, they roll a lot of guys through so they stay fresh, and they let those linebackers run. And, again, I think, you know, Thomas Davis is playing really, really well for them as well. So, you know, they just good defense, very fundamentally sound, and they're making a lot of plays right now.
You talk about Sam's ability. He really distributes the ball. It's in the case where he gets 79 guys.
Yeah, again, I think number one, we have a lot of weapons. We use a lot of different personnel groupings. You know, we mix and match the pieces pretty well. And, again, I think he just shows his ability to go through progressions. And, you know, it's nothing that we're trying to do where it's, hey, let's get him a ball, let's get him a ball. It's just he's willing to take what the defense gives him. He reads his progression. If one's covered, he goes to two. And two's covered, he moves to three. And, again, I think that just comes from playing multiple people, which, again, we try to make it difficult on the defense by moving different people in and out and then, you know, running some plays to get guys involved.
Austin last just one. Played a handful of plays. Anything to that? Should we read anything into
no,
it?
No, absolutely not. I think Tate's still a big part of what we're trying to do. I think, again, it's just when you get up in a game like we did, which we certainly enjoy more than being down by 21 like we were in the first couple games and stuff, you're going to get in some of your big personnel stuff, and that just limits the amount of snaps. But, no, he's had a great week of practice, and, again, everybody's going to have their time. You just never know when it's going to be, and just stay ready on the practice field.